Joining me in the studio is Melanie Hurd, and there's a lot going on right now. And of course, the Holly Jolly Follies is probably the next biggest thing
it
on
is.
The list.
You know, I know it seems weird to be thinking about Christmas already because, you know, we just had Halloween, but here we go into the holiday season. And what better way to kick that off than with the annual tradition of the Holly Jolly Follies?
Now, tell me a little bit about that, because you don't have to go through an audition process to be part of the Follies. This is sort of a come one, come all kind of thing?
It is. It's open to the entire community for both kids and adults. And we have a very large cast, about 100 people, which is going to make the show extra awesome because the amount of talent on stage is going to blow your mind. And we just got underway with our rehearsals. And I have to tell you, the show is just... it's wonderful. It's called The Perfect Gift. Was written by my mother, Rose Ellen Jacobson, and myself. And it is about intangible gifts that we give each other. So an example of that might be time or friendship or love or kindness. Those are the kinds of things that don't need ribbons and bows. And I think we all kind of forget that those are really the biggest gifts that there are to give.
Oh, I think that if you can give of yourself to someone, it's... you know, or even make them something.
Yeah.
Versus buying.
Handmade gifts are so, yeah, so wonderful.
But definitely giving of yourself, and sometimes listening can be a big gift.
That is. And that's kind of the whole point of this show is we invite people to think about the things that might be non-traditional. And then, of course, we have all the other wonderful components of the Follies. We have singing and dancing. The Flight Dance Team will be debuting two brand new pieces of choreography that are just wonderful. And then, of course, I can't forget to mention the world famous Tutu Dads.
Oh, yeah.
They will make you laugh.
Just seeing their pictures in the calendar that you guys put out was
they are probably one of my favorite groups I work with, and that's saying something.
Yeah.
But they just have so much humor and heart, and I just adore them.
And I think there's Elphys.
Elphys, yes. Mm-hmm. You might know Ned Hickson and his wife, Alicia. They play elves. Mike Smith is an elf. And my wonderful daughter this year, Sabrina Hurd, she is making her debut as an elf. She's going to be playing Ruby, and she's just the cutest thing.
But isn't Mike Smith also a tutu dad?
He is.
Okay,
he does a quick change, yeah, and yeah, you're going to get a kick out of what he does this year. Let's just say he's going to show his... animal instincts.
Ah.
You'll have to come see the show.
I have to see this. Yeah, this is going to be fun. So now, obviously, this is not a free thing. You want people to come.
We do. In fact,
tickets.
We need people to come and buy tickets. And that's something we're going to hopefully talk about in a second. But tickets are very affordable. You can come. You can go to the box office or you can go to our website, which is www.crowkids.com. And there's all the information you need there. The performance dates are December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at the Florence Event Center. And adults are $18 and youth tickets are $12. And then we also offer a military or student discount if you go to the box office with your ID.
Cool. Now, one of the things that's happened in the last couple of years was COVID. And COVID,
yeah,
put a hurting on a lot of organizations. Some didn't make it. Now,
that's very true.
Crow was one of the ones that got through.
We did.
But not without some pain.
We've got lots of bumps and bruises to show for it. And I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the things we're trying to kind of get out into the community awareness is that we're not just doing okay financially. COVID really wreaked havoc on our finances. And, you know, there are lots of things that we are trying to do to rebuild, such as writing grants. And we're going to be sending out a snail mail fundraising campaign that's going to come out in the next couple weeks. I also have put together a wonderful video that kind of explains how we are doing and has some of our amazing kids talking about how important Crow is to them. But, you know, we're trying to educate the community that we might look like we're doing fine, but really and truly financially we're strapped and we're struggling and we really need support now more than ever.
Well, I think one of the things that will be to your benefit coming now is the fact that some of the kids that grew up with Crow are becoming adults now.
Yes, they are. I'm so proud of them.
They will remember when it's time for them to give back to the community and
yeah,
you know, provide some help.
We had some really cool things that happened over the summer. One of our kids, William Owens, in fact, he's editing the video that I mentioned earlier, doing a really great job with it. But he was one of our first alums to actually teach a class. And he taught the summer camp program with Hallie Anderson and Elise Stewart. And they blew my mind with how wonderful they did. I'm so proud of my kids that have grown up.
Now, how many years has CROW been active?
We were founded in 2011, and I think we've done like 10 main stage spring musicals. Then we have our awesome Haunted Maze, which will be back in 2023, even bigger and scarier. And then we do the Holly Jolly Follies and camps and classes and everything else.
Now, you mentioned you're going to do a snail mail campaign, but if people that love the arts and love the kids in our town, what can they do? Can they just send you a check? I mean,
of course. Well, we have an amazing group of donors and sponsors. There's multiple ways that you can contribute to Kids in the Arts through CROW, and you can look at those different ways on our website, which again is crowkids.com. There's a donor page there that you can click on, and it gives you all the info you need. But really, there's the Encore membership program where people can make a monthly pledge, which is pretty fabulous. You get some perks, and there's some special things you get by being a member. Then there are opportunities to include us in your estate planning. We're trying to educate the community that we are a viable 501c3 and that we are fully prepared to take advised funds and any kind of charitable contributions. And then, we take straight donations. So if somebody just wanted to mail it in to our P.O. box.
All right. Now to the next thing, springtime.
Springtime.
What's coming up in springtime?
What do we Something have to look forward to? Fun. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So SpongeBob the musical. I know. You think I'm crazy, but let me tell you what. It is fantastic. SpongeBob is... it's a charming story, number one. It's not crass at all. The cartoon can sometimes have a little bit of that in it, but the musical is all about heroism and friendship and overcoming obstacles together and teamwork, and it's just amazing. And the music was written by all these famous rock stars. So if you've ever heard of Cyndi Lauper, Panic at the Disco, David Bowie, Aerosmith, T.I., any of those people, then you know that the music is fabulous.
Yeah, sounds like it's going to be a good performance. Now, of course, that's not until spring. We want to get the Holly Jolly Follies going.
Yes. Here.
So again, just give the dates and the cost for the tickets for that.
You got it. So the Holly Jolly Follies is December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at the Florence Event Center. And tickets are $18 for adults, $12 for youth, or you can get a military or student discount at the box office. Go to crowkids.com, or you can call the box office at 541-997-1994.
I think it's going to be a fun time. It sounds like it's going to be a fun time.
It's going to be magical. And we encourage everybody out there in listening land to please buy a ticket. You can live stream it if you don't want to sit in the audience yourself. But please support the arts. And please remember that the arts really do matter. Our kids really need CROW. And we are doing everything we can to stay strong, keep our chin up, and keep going.
I want you to mention that again, because we really didn't touch on that. The idea of if people are concerned about being in a large group, they can still enjoy the Holly Jolly Follies.
Absolutely. You can live stream it from the comfort of your home and pop some popcorn and kick back and watch the show.
All right. And that information is available on the website as well?
It sure is. It's just when you go to buy your tickets, you can just select that option.
Well, that sounds like a fun option for a lot of people who may want to go, but just are still a little
bit
leery.
Yeah, absolutely. We respect that. And we need your support, guys. So please, whatever you can do to help our kids have these opportunities, please help us out however you can.
Right. And there's tons of kids here that love this program, so we want to keep it going.
Yes, we do. The arts really do matter.
Yes, they do. Melanie, thank you so much.
Thank you, George.
Bob Stinn talks with some of the folks with the upcoming Sweet Charity performances on this edition of Our Town.